Because I intended it just for my class.
It's the interlopers. The interlopers.
Yes.
The extended.
Extended, no, right. I'm just out there just to say a few things. during the Esoteria, you know, recently, Esoteria, I also like to understand the text with them, appear and read. Mitzvah Esoteria, not just a Mitzvah Shmir, so Mitzvah Limit, you have to understand, you have to study. In particular, I like to understand quite often the common denominator in the Haftere and in the Sefer. The Rambam, the Gemara says, the Gemara is not explicit, but the Rambam says that the Haftere must center around the Sefer, the motif of the Sefer, the main motif, the central theme of the Sefer, is the topic of the Haftere. So, and I told you, I mean, last week, before last, that when I study Bereishis, particularly Bereishis, I listen to the Ramban's advice. Ramban says that whoever studies Bereishis, whoever is concerned, I mean, with the Chumash from Sefer Yetzirah, the book of creation. As a matter of fact, according to Ramban, the book of creation refers not only to Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis is the book of creation, there's no need to tell us. The whole book is one of creation. It was created, the world in Sefer Bereishis, and the Knesset Yisrael was created. It started with one family, developed and expanded into the great community, the Knesset Yisrael. And the Ramban says something else, that in Bereishis is the book of Sefer HaSimonim, he calls Bereishis, the book of the symbols. It means Bereishis has recorded not only what happened, the events which took place, that there was a certain individual by the name of Rome and he was in contact, in communication with the Almighty and so forth. However, Bereishis tells us more than that. Not only what happened, but what is going to happen. My story is similarly born in the old city. Because it's the book of the Simonim. It's the blueprint of Jewish history throughout ages. If one wants to understand the Jewish history, not just superficial, actually in depth, and if he wants to gain an insight in the whole mystery which he called Jewish history, so he has to study Bereishis. When I told you the first two weeks ago that there was a Yerushalmi as Rebbe, whenever he had an audience, I mean, whenever he had to see the governor general, I mean, at the Rome governor general in Tiberias, this was the capital. So he used to study partial editions. Apparently, what did he study for? In order to understand how to handle certain complicated problems, what to ask, what not to ask. I mean, Rebbe was the great Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So he, Rebbe was very careful. Once he says he neglected to study Bereishis, I mean like Bishlach, and he came and he was attacked by robbers, and the mission was a failure anyway. But I will add to that, that Ramban himself, he said it, Ramban almost said it. But there is one thing to be added to the Rambans, no doubt about it, that Bereishis is the blueprint of Jewish history. And in Bereishis is reflected the image of the historical Jews with generations. And also it is a guidebook, all a guidebook, I mean, for the Jew who is sometimes confronted and very confused by his confrontation. I mean, it's nowadays like that. is Sefer Breishis, not only. So the voice when you say the Sefer of Simonim, according to the Ramban, the Sefer of symbols, the blueprint. What the Ramban need? Of course, the main Maisel of Simonim, according to the Ramban, is basically the Jew has a double relationship. It's a double relationship. The Jew must understand two relationships. Or a double relationship. One relationship, but a double one. Namely, his relationship to man, to the non-Jew, relationship to non-Jew. When you say, Milchemes Yisroel Ra'amin, he's a non-Jew. I mean, the relationship between Avraham Avinu, you got to understand, and Avimelech. Or Yitzchok, Yitzchok and Avimelech. Or Yisrael and Yaakov, the real confrontation. Or Jacob, suddenly attacked and by an unknown, anonymous enemy. Again, a relationship. All those relationships, are not only recorded, are related not only to events which took place, but in the past, but they're also related to a great future, the future. And if we could understand well the Parshas Vayishlach, we could perhaps figure out, wisely, what our path should be throughout, from generation to generation. What path, what role should we take? We don't know. Sometimes we are so confused, they don't know what kind of a role are we supposed to walk along. It is for them. Take now out Israel and America and the Middle East. It's not a question. It's not a problem here from difficult. It's not just a difficult problem, it's one that. It's a problem which you cannot cope with because it is above and beyond the basic categories of Jewish history. Such categories, such concepts are necessary in order to understand our relationship that the general history, universal history cannot supply us, provide us with such concepts. The borders are almost on the non-rational. Anyway, the book from Bereishis is a Sefer HaSimonim. First of all, the Sefer HaSimonim pertaining to the relationship number one, namely Bei Yisrael. Of course, the hero in that drama is, of course, not Lavan, but Yisrael. But Yisrael. The opinions of Chazal had a different opinion. Chazal had an opinion that Lavan was not such a saint, and there was a very difficult enemy, and perhaps in certain regards, who was an Esau. Even though the Gemara doesn't say he was an Esau, the body says he was than Pharaoh. But alright, sir, I don't care. Both were enemies. Both of them. It is the Sefer HaSimonim, the book of symbols, or the blueprint of our relationship throughout the years, throughout the hundreds and thousands of years, with the non-Jewish world. It's a very difficult relationship. It hasn't made any progress at all. Number one. Number two, there's another relationship between Jew and Jew. There is very much interest in our relationship to our fellow Jews. Hocheish Mishpat was written in it. Who is supposed to guide us, how to behave vis-a-vis another Jew. Friend, enemy, relative, literally. Another relationship. It's a Sefer HaSimonim at two levels. It's so to say at the level of foreign affairs and at the level of internal affairs. Be Yisroel and Yisroel. Act to Parshas Vayeshev, the Torah dealt as the Sefer HaSimonim, as the book of blueprints, dealt with a lot of relation. Be Yisroel, of course. Be Yisroel. It culminated, as I told you, it culminated, this relationship, and the mystery thickened, actually, by the sudden attack with an antagonist whose name we don't know, and engaged the gaze of that mysterious knight is engaged because apparently he wanted to destroy Jacob completely. He has not succeeded. But we are not sure that he will not come once more. This is the here in that story, that event reflects the most mysterious phase in Jewish history, as I told you. People who never met us hate us. Strange. In order to love a person and to hate him, this contact is necessary, indispensable. If I have no contact with him, I never communicate with him. I don't know him at all. So how can I hate him? No, how can I actually love him this passion? There's one exception, the Jewish people, the Jewish race. People who never dwelt with us, never came close to us. At least Esau had complaints. All right, I understand. Still, he was cheated by Yaakov. Fine, all right. But the Riva, Yorvik, Ish, Imea, Adalesa, Shachar. Who is the Ish? And he refused to divulge his name to Jacob. Man who has never seen us. Man who he doesn't know who it is. Who Jacob was. A man who has had endurance and the tenacity to be in combat, to continue the combat throughout the night, throughout the dark, lonely night. This man, what motivates him, what motivates the Chinese, to be against the State of Israel? Isn't it an unknown enemy, an anonymous? I understand what motivates the Arabs, I understand the Arabs well. And we've got to understand the Arabs well. Understand the Arabs. I understand them in I understand in solid Russia. In certain respects, State of Israel is in her way to universal socialism. But I hope the State of Israel will not be a communist state, nor a socialist state, but be a state based whose foundations will be Zdokho Mishpat, charity and justice. And such a state is resented by Russia. There's something else which is resented by Russia. People say, I'm just getting off the track. I'll come back on that. People had a funny illusion in the 30s, and even in the 40s. People said, among them many prominent Jews, said that it's possible to change Hitler imagery from an enemy of the Jew into a friend, but into a neutral, as I say, being, into a neutral being, not enemy. And that time I told many, you are making a mistake. Anti-Semitism is not just a detail in the program of Nazism. This is the very heart of Nazism. Without anti-Semitism, there is no Nazism. This is the source of... The anti-Semitism is the source of vitality, actually of energy, the source of energy, which the Nazis possessed. In that time they possessed a lot of energy. And very vital. And that's what makes them move, it makes them move and be successful. The same Russia, atheism in Russia, agnosticism, the denial of metaphysical being and of a morality which is given to us from a transcendental world. Those all, and that human being is nothing else but an animal. A civilized animal, but an animal. does not spirituality to human being. The human being is just an animal. I mean, the Darwinist theory doesn't. Whatever is not just a coincidence that communism believes in all that. It's not a coincidence. It's a mistake. It's a part of the Marxist philosophy and the world picture. Because if man has certain spiritual foundation, so the approach, the policy of the Communist Party, I mean, is wrong. If there is a physical world, a metaphysical world, there is no communist state. Or there is no communism as a political sphere. In my opinion, is the hatred that Russia bears against Israel is because soft. At the very conclusion, everybody must admit that Israel is the representative of that metaphysical order, that metaphysical moral order, and then the whole outlook of our world, I mean, not just as a mechanical system, but as a spiritual system, was brought about, and the Jew is responsible by, and the Jew is responsible by. And the revival of Israel as a state means the revival of Israel, well, of the reign of the sovereignty of principles which they cannot accept. That's also foolish. Some people think, I just got a letter the other day, people think that we have to change our policy with Russia, and instead of demanding that Russia tell the Jews to go, I mean, the way Lahavik, Mesha Abeda, told Pharaoh, it was a different Mesha Abeda came with the mission of the Almighty, so he stopped telling them, because the Russians resent. When we go, I mean, why should the Jews leave the Gan Eden? If it's a Gan Eden, I mean, they let them stay. But to actually prevail upon the Russians, that they should give autonomy, I mean, religious autonomy to the Jews in Moscow, and to start building, it would be advisable to start building yeshivas in Moscow, and each yeshiva have a mikveh. And this will be financed and subsidized by the Russian government. I mean, you are laughing, but this is reality. It shows only how stupid one can be. It's reality. As a matter of fact, I was invited to be on the committee. Don't worry, you know me, I'm lazy. Anyway, the relationship, it's the mysterious relationship between Jew and non-Jew is to be studied up to Vayishlach, to the end of Vayishlach. Vayishlach, the scenery changes. Something new comes up in Vayishlach. It's also a Sefer HaSimonim, the Ramban says it. Sefer HaSimonim, it's a book filled with blueprints and hints and allusions as far as the future is concerned. But the problem there is not Ben Yisrael Rami, but Ben Yisrael and Yisrael. Moreover, not only just two strangers, the relationship between father and son, and between two brothers. And this is also comes under my service, Simon Levonim. In other words, Mechiras Yosef, according to the Ramban theory, Mechiras Yosef is responsible for the events which later taken place in Eretz Israel, which we are recorded later by the Nevi'im and the Torah. That's what I just account for him. Yes? Vayeshev and Vayeshev have to Yetzir, not only Yetzir Mitzrayim, throughout our history, I mean, our history was determined, and actually was shaped and formed in accordance with the story which the Torah tells us about this, the Joseph and his brother. Could you suggest to me some idea? Some idea about Yechias Yosef, which became actually, I mean, a motivating force in our Jewish history. Is that there? What do you say? I saw the Malchus in the Tayyat in Yom Kippur. Just a minute. I saw a Rugi Malchus. Yeah, the Pietan says so. But I don't believe you need a Piet for that. You can find it somewhere else. Somewhere else. Perhaps. The first of all is that Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef is an event, a dynamic event, not just it happened, a dynamic event which happened and throughout the ages has been shaping the Jewish history or the Jewish historical experience. You're correct, no doubt about it. But you'll find it, I believe, not in only Mazer in Tiferet, but you'll find it in the Yeshiv in Tiferet. What is after the Yeshiv? Our Pishas Leisha, Pishas Leisha, Pishas Yisrael, the Lavo Lashvenu, our Michon Bakesh and Dalim, Tzadik, the Rebbein Bavon Aloi. And that's the reason that we read this parsha, this after, and Shabbos HaYeshiv, if Shabbos HaYeshiv does not coincide with Chanukah. If you would study the parsha well, you would mention something unique, peculiar in the parsha, which is contrary, in prima facie, to the very nature of the Haftarah. The Gemara says that as a Nisan Yisrael, meaning Yisrael, I mean throughout the generation, that an Haftarah must close with what? With Divrei Nechama. Not on Haftarah, even Kli Zateri, passive, you close with Divrei Nechama. But in Haftarah there's no doubt about it. Every Haftarah should close with words of solace and hope and prayer. Because the Haftarah, when the Haftarah, when the Haftarah was introduced, I mean, it was written by Yesheni, perhaps Ezra is the one. I mean, so it's to tell people, no matter how bad it is now, the future will be a glorious one, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised to the Nevi'im. And finally, Israel will be redeemed, and they will gain independence, and will return to their land. This is almost the universal rule. That the Haftarah and the last few psukim, the last two psukim, should address itself to the community, to the congregation, and tell them don't be discouraged by recent events. Remember, the future will be glorious. The proof of what I say now, I mean, you can corroborate it. What are the brachas of Haftarah? Haftarah is accompanied with brachas. What do you say in the brachas of Haftarah? You say something. Rachim Atzir, actually before, in a matter of fact, the Tesis flows in the name of Masechet Sofrim, as when he got a certain bracha, the whole congregation used to jump to its feet. Lem lati v'nemonim dvarecho, v'dov arechom dvarecho, ocher le'yashuv reikom, So what is the purpose of that prayer? To encourage, to implant faith and in a sense of confidence in the Avtoches, confidence in the Avtoches, the Nevi'im addressed to the Knesset Yisrael on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Correct?
Yeah.
There is hardly a single Avtoch which does not have this, the conclusion or the a few words of courage, encouragement and solace. How? Take a look at the variation. Is there anything? It is an indictment of the people. Clear now the Shem official piece is destroyed. And then the Novi reproaches the people, reprimands the people. Then, Miracle, Yasa Shem, Kim Dolok, in Gilos, Sayyid, and Lavoda Van Ruin. I will show up Mili Euro, but the Shem, Kim Dibber, Mili Euro. Those are the words with which we conclude up there. I don't believe that this is to be considered Dibber Nechon. And all of there is unequivocal. All of this is unequivocally determined to tell the people how bad they are and how corrupt they are, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, will punish them. Why is it so? Because Mechiras Yeltsin is basically the after of Chum, like the story of Chum. Kiram al Hashem achlish apis in Israel val abor leya shuvena al michon bat chesef tzadik ve'evyein bavur naloye. As a matter of fact, we don't know exactly whether it refers to Mechiras Yeltsin. It might mean symbolically, symbolically it means people who don't practice justice when they are engaged in corrupt practices and so forth. We don't know that it is there. But then the Pike certainly interpreted that. Was the source for the period and keeper that I saw Ogre Malchus paid an old debt, with the Knesset Yisrael of Ota Kodesh Borg. This is exactly our cash to Kesselstein. Because Vayeshev, you don't jump up and look out on me. Vayeshev is basically the after of Chum. We are used to think that the after of Chum is a privilege, an exclusive privilege of Shabbos Chazon. It isn't. The after of Chum you will find in many, but particularly in the Parshas Vayeshev. While Shabbos Chazon at the end concludes his glorious words of solace and sosev, simcha, and joy, and rebirth, here in Vayeshev, it's not a single word in Vayeshev. Why is it so? So I have a strange idea in mind. When you go back to Vayeshev, this will be corroborated by, when I go back to Vayeshev, you know, that's strange. Vayeshev Yaakov Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megur Yaviv Be'eretz Knoan. Read it in Yankees. So Rashi quotes a Medrash, the Medrash Rabbi. Rashi quotes a Medrash, and when you don't know what a Medrash is, adds to the Pesukim, then why is it so important for us to know? So the mother says, Eid Midrash Be'i Rashi quotes. Vayeshev Yaakov, Bikish Yaakov Leishev Vishalva. Yaakov wanted to live in peace, you know. Kof HaTzolav Rugzi Shoyeshev. So without any, suddenly, the crisis the Joseph Kreis of the Kreises, which was actually the Knesset Yisrael, the Beis Avrom, Beis Yaakov, into two enemy camps. Kof HaTzalom, Rukzeh Shon Yosef. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'dayon L'tzadikim Asher Sukhan V'Leilam Avo, Ela Shemvakshim Leishim V'Shalva Be'Elam Azeh, And Eile Pele Shem Yosef. And the drama of Yosef began to... was activated. What does the Midrash say? What does the Rashi say? Well, of course the young people wanted to have Yosef. It was Yitro Yaakov as Goro. But the Sabbat of me, young man, I mean, it was a big issue, of course he wanted. What puzzles me the most is the Vayishiv Yankiv Eretz Kna'an with the list of the dignitaries and kings and the chiefs of the Bnei Yisrael. The Torah Tangola, I mean dedicated to Esav Hoppe. First of all, the genealogy of the Bnei Yisrael, Esau family, Esau's home, and secondly, the list of the kings. And the Torah says, Lifnei Melech Melech be Israel, before there was a Jewish king. I mean, you know that well, that the Kabbalah, did those two parshas, Israel played an important role. The whole mystery of Shira Sakiri, the Kabbalah, it is derived from this part. But forgetting about it, that's not engaging in Kabbalah. But what is the continuity? Is Rashi already says? No, yeah, Magal is Machel, but before it. Rambam. Eile Yishuvayim Yigulayim Achibol Yikal Yishuv Sivar Shino Yosef Yosef. Ben Zayim Shono, Al Gizem is Gavu Yod Mitzrayim, Zer Yishuv Pshuto Shal Mikro, Lezdova Dibur Al Yifanov, Roshan Rashi. I don't need a Pshat Mela Shizifan. Rashi quoted, of course, they did not want to speak in very exoteric terms, because what the Torah says here will be a shocking experience for us. But there is something else. And don't ask me questions before I am through. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Avraham, to Abraham, and concluded the covenant between with his community and all that. And between and Abraham, I mean, agreed to the covenant, which included a covenant between God and the community of Abraham, Beis Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, I mean, actually promised him. Promised him something. What did he promise him? For Yisrael Lachem Lelekim, and also I mean the land, and promised him two things. First of all, you'll be my people, wherever you'll be, my people. Secondly, the land will belong to you. This is the breed. This is the. The breeze been absorbing me. Then all the covenants with HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Abraham concluded. So, as far as Eretz Yisrael, this concern, Abraham was promised that the soil will be his. But there was a certain reservation. What was the reservation? He has got to pay a price. Kekele yiye zaracho beretz lalayim v'avodum v'inemeisam arban reishon. But finally, after a long, long way, finally we come as a gate. There was Matnas Matan Oresh was included in the covenant, but in exchange for Matan Oresh, Abraham had to serve as a slave, as a bondman, for many, many, many years. When the Jews were redeemed from Israel, taken out of Israel, hundreds of years later, was the tale that actually, I mean, it means we fulfilled the tenai, the condition. Otherwise the Jew had no claims to Eretz Yisrael. Who gave to the Jew claims to Eretz Yisrael? What is the source of our claim to Eretz Yisrael? The fact that we were avodim, I mean, slaves, bondmen in Mitzrayim for so many years, correct? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mention Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mention Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim did not mention. Beretz Leilehem. Is there any country which is not a part of Eretz Yisrael? Is there Eretz Leilehem? Eretz Leilehem. So who says it? It happened that Mitzrayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected later. But as far as the T'nai, the agreement that Abraham is concerned, then Eretz Yisrael was not mentioned. Beretz Leilehem. Mitzrayim was not mentioned. Beretz Leilehem. Now, Choron is just as little, is just a strange land to us, or was a strange land of Rome or to his grandson Jacob, as Mitzrayim was a strange land later to the Shvatim. You cannot say that Mitzrayim was stranger than the Choron. It's not for it. So you'll ask me if this be true. So the question is, why was not the land turned over to Jacob right after after he spent in Choron 21 years? Why was it necessary, in accordance with the agreement, with the conditions of the agreement which HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Abraham reached? Why was not the Gedi Yisrach of Beretz Lehem? You'll tell me, because the 400 years. The 400 years was not reached even in Mitzrayim either. What do you say, actually? משום על אברהם אבינו, כי יש עוזר במזרע הראשון, אבא מישראל, וגם יש לנו איך לקח יצא בחוש גודל. וישום דו לבסינו ולונו. The continuity in the godel. וישום דו לבסינו ולונו. If we take care of one problem, there were no 400 years. I mean, the people in Mitzrayim, the Jews in Mitzrayim, did not spend 400 years. Much less. To 200 of
you. To 10.
But, so what's about the rest?
That cats, Kutsari.
No. This is not worse. So, what's about the rest? Whatever the answer, we got a few answers. Because the Jews would not have survived if they had remained for anything. And so forth. There are many answers. But there was only one thing. One thing, that he did not spend the slaves in Israel for 100 years. And he did not, they were not slaves for 400 years. Much less. So what difference does it make whether it is 200, 210 or 22 years? A Kodesh Borgo adds up years of suffering is different from our arithmetic. He has his own arithmetic. And what to us is difficult, A Kodesh Borgo is proud, as far as Kodesh Borgo is on, does not, whatever is difficult, but what to us is difficult, does not mean that there is a, Kodesh Borgo has another system of counting and computing and adding up. It means in its when you say Boruch HaMokim Boruch Hu, what was it? Shakodish Boruch Hishon Sakeits, Hakodish Boruch Hishon Sakeits, according to his method of counting. The Rambam says about Averes for Shoshonet, the Rambam says, when you name the Averes in the Mycentenium of the Jewish, every human being was a shoner. The those mice are awake. If we kill this, if we die this or kill this, in accordance, in agreement with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's system of judging. If we die this, who are you there? And he knows how to weigh. Sometimes a head appears to be a very light weight. It's for us. For Kodesh Baruch Hu, it is height very heavy. And etc. etc. So this is the case that the 400 years they could not spend in Israel. Because had they spent the 400 years, they would have disappeared. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu has reduced. Perhaps temporarily. As far as the goal is adding, that's what the Sabbath says. It's so long and so difficult. Is the payment of the debt we have incurred so many years ago when we left Mitzrayim before the 400 years. We are complete. But whatever it is, that's what he's saying about it. Shakadish Vong Hishon is a case, classes. He shaped means to the exclusion of others. This is his system of figuring, of adding up. It's his system. It's not the human being, the mind of our minds don't grasp it. That's why it appears to us as if the Gulas Mitzrayim came a little before it was promised. Before the time which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has designated with Abraham. But Chishev La'asev, Meshom Al Avraham Avinu, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? Vishom Dol Arisenu Velonu, Shleichot Bilvat Emed Aleinu Lachar Asenu, Shlecholdeh Vodeh Masenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masenu Yodom. Because where do you see it, in particular in Gulas Mitzrayim? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu hadn't cared for the survival of the people as a spiritual identity, he would have applied a different system, a different method of counting, and then they would have remained in Mitzrayim for so many years, for additional, so say 190 years, and by that time, there would have been no Jews. Shleichot Bevad Emet Olenu Chalasayinu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken us out after 210 years from Israel. This is also the reason why, this is also the reason say, we from the Varasenu Melonu, Shlech Al-Vadim Al-Hasenu, from the Vadim Al-Hasenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzalinu Miyodam. That the Jews did not This is also that the Jews did not spend 210 years in Cholon, but in Israel. Anyway, so finally arrived at the Chishe, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have taken us out from Mitzrayim after Jacob came. After Jacob came back, returned from Chor. Jacob had it. He gave his Rachel, whereas we were in the bottom of the Mesa. They didn't spend Abba Meshon in Mitzrayim. And logically, I don't see any reason why 210 out of 400 should be considered should be considered in accord, in harmony with the original agreement with Abraham. And 20 years not the same. The answer, gentlemen, the answer is Yochanan, indeed. When Jacob came back from Haran, he was ready to take a ride. He was ready to take over. The Abtochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to be implemented. And realized, and that's exactly why the Torah before that speaks about Esav. Esav said, Esav, at the end, listen. Where did the Esav where? By each of Esav's mothers, his brothers, his brothers, his cousins, his brothers, was Mikneu. Asher Rochas Beretz Knan, Vayilech al Eretz Mitnei Yaakov Ohel. It means that he expected Yaakov back. What else did he expect? That Yaakov will take over. Esav, since he heard it from his father, Yitlach al Kim Itar Shmai Shmai Oretz, he knew very well that the soul belonged to Jacob, to Yaakov. So when apparently Esav heard the rumors, the gossip, that Yaakov is coming back, so Esav thought, I mean, I have no place. So he moved to Har Seir. Vayeshev Esav, Behar Seir, Esav wedding. To hoyo rechusham rov misheres yadav leyocho eretz migureyem losis eshamet mimikneyem. The Torah tells us that Esav Esav thought that Jacob's return will mean kibush oretz, the conquest of the land. And not only it was Esav's idea, this was a part of the Abtocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have precipitated and would have implemented that. That's what we say. Please. That's what says, Mele HaMelochim HaShem Baruch Hu Melech, Ter HaMelech, the Melech lifnei Meloch, Melech lifnei Yisrael. Who Melech lifnei Yisrael? Melech lifnei Yisrael is a business of 400, so many years. Melech lifnei Yisrael is in the time of David. The answer is that when Yaakov came back from Haran, the Ashgoche was ready to hand him, to let him have her at Israel, and in the same manner as Esav got Harsel, without a long introduction. But that's not the original plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'etein le'Esav v'sha'aseyo, u'le'yakei v'sha'atzchna. This was the plan, the original plan of the world. This was the blueprint. What happened? What happened? What happened? Exactly what later, hundreds of years later, happened with the Knesset Yisrael in the Midbar, with the incident of the Meraglim. You'll find in Bar Yisro, in the conversation between Meshe and Yisrael, when Yisrael extended him most heartily, Yisrael extended most heartily to join them. So Meshe was speaking in terms of a promise which is about to be implemented immediately. Meshe didn't know at that time that he'll never ask us all. Because at that time, had the Jews crossed the Jordan, hadn't they been influenced by the Meraglim, so Meshe and the Klal Yisrael would have crossed the Jordan, what walked up Ora Teva wanted, Ora Teva did it. The elevation, I think this is Mitzrayim, the elevation, the plateau. In Eretz Yisrael, the altitude is quite high, and they would have taken over Eretz Yisrael. What happened? It's 12 feet, 12 people, came back and said, that it turned around Jewish history. The Jewish history was rewritten that moment, no doubt about it. It would have been a different history if Meshe and the Bnei Yisrael had crossed the boundary line separating Eretz Canaan from Israel, from the Midbar. Exactly the same. The same stuff. Hadn't they brought that? That's what the matter says. Bikish Yaakov Meshe Bishalva. Not to move anymore. How does Rashi, the Medrash, know that this was Yesus, Yaakov's intention? Yaakov said, enough. From now on, there's no more Golos. Because if I'll be in Golos any longer, I'll lose my children. They're young, they're very sensitive, very susceptible to influences from outside the world. I don't want to move that. That's the soil, that's all. Kill it. Nakadosh Baruch Hu prayed me. Bikish Yaakov Meshe Bishalva. Why? That's impossible. Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Canaan, Be'eretz Megure Ovi. Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Canaan, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megure Ovi. What do you emphasize? Emphasizing, re-emphasizing. Be'eretz Canaan, בארץ מגור הרבי, וישו יעקב בבין ענת, איזה וישו יעקב בארץ מגור הרבי, אבל ישו יעקב בארץ מגור הרבי, I mean, we know that we are speaking that the whole problem revolves about our Israel. But, ביקש יעקב ישו, he said, וישו יעקב בארץ כנען. And the Torah knew very well that, the Torah did not describe ארץ כנען. But Be'eretz Miguri Ovi, not Be'eretz Miguri Avron, but Be'eretz Miguri Ovi. Because if you seek, if you dwell, or you establish yourself in the Eretz Miguri Ovi, you lose, if you should establish it or settle with the intention to in a land where Yitzchok lived, so there is one conclusion to be accepted. That there was no exodus from Eretz Yisrael. Because when Yitzchok wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Shein Be'eretz Hazeh. Sit here. Abraham had a privilege. He went to Mitzrayim. He shouldn't have gone to Mitzrayim either. As the Ramban said, but he went to Mitzrayim. You have no privilege. Once you are in Eretz Yisrael, what do you call? Called Tula Mechitzis. Rashi says because it's
Al-Aklima.
Alright, but this is called Tula Mechitzis. Mechitzis absorbs, it's forever. This is a Yeshiv Yaakov Be'eretz Knoa, but not Be'eretz Knoa of Avramovino. Not Avramovino. Avramovino is a freedom of movement. The one thing he went to pass the fellow in Israel. Here when Yitzchok debated in his mind whether to go to Israel or not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened. That's what the passage says. A Yeshiv Yaakov. The word for Yeshiv itself means to settle forever. A Yeshiv Yaakov, the Eretz, the Guri Ol. A Yaakov, I mean, finally he came back from Chor. Finally made up his mind that no Goretz anymore. He's in Mitzrayim, he's here, right here in Ashkenaz. And this meant the Jewish history that he'll take over Eretz Israel. The issue of Yaakov Eretz now means not to move, not to emigrate from Eretz, not to depart from Eretz now, but stay. The issue of Yaakov Eretz Knoan, the Eretz Migur Yogiv. It means his dwelling in Eretz Noam would have been identical with that of Yitzchok, namely continuous abiding in Eretz Noam without deserting or the land or without departing from the land, but steady presence in the land. The Eretz Negurel became Yaakov, so what prevented? What prevented? Suddenly, something which has no value in itself, it takes any space in a multicolored chair. That's what changed Jewish history. Anyway, I told this Yaakov Yosef, but it was not, but Yaakov's plan was not precipitated, it was not fulfilled. He had to leave Eretz Naam and go to Mitzrayim for so many years, and the original plan by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have him take over Eretz Israel immediately, because the Goros condition was met. It's enough Goros, he had enough in Nihon. Really till this Yaakov, Yosef Yishvayas Rishono, and the quarrel with the brothers, and finally, the Goles was prolonged for hundreds of years in a different land. The Yaakov Goethe in Leisa, the Sarseya. The Yaakov could have gotten that Sarseya, but there it's known immediately, at the same time as Leisa. But unfortunately, because there was envy between the brothers, the Yaakov will go on the Yoruba. The nation of Yaakov, this is the head that has not only it was tragic for Yaakov to go to Mitzrayim. And the clothes of the Goles had been changed, not for 20 years, were not considered enough, but according to the demanded from the Yaakov Bono, to 10 years. Yeah. This is exactly what influenced the Jewish history, the great extent. It would have been a different Jewish history. And that's the reason why when Jacob and Yosef and Binyamin met years later, it's like Yishak, and it's like Yifal HaTzavor, like Yishak, and Binyamin also, Borat Tzavor. So Rasha says, Mata Negamore, why did he cry? After all, it was the happiest moment, why he cried? Because Chum Besamilus, blessed God, Chum Besamilus, what is the common denominator of the Chumash and Mitzvot? And Yosef, Mechiras Yosef, that they cried after they met each other, and after they embraced, they hugged each other, So they cried. Of course, there were sometimes long cries because of joy. Yeah. But they were too great and too strong and too disciplined in their character to just to cry. It's good for elderly people, for all the women. But not for Yosef. For Yosef Binyomi, Shneik Dela Dea. So Rashi says that a good cause. A good cause to cry. Because if the whole drama hasn't taken place, we would, the whole Jewish history, we would have been a different one, completely different. The interesting is, that's why Vayeshev Daftero has no Necholot. Because Vayeshev is Daftero, my story is similar to Bonin, of the Haftero of home. The Haftero is saturated with sadness, because the Chum was prescribed already at the time when they sent away Yosef, the slave traders from the tribe. And I want to call your attention to something else. In my opinion, the common denominator between the Sedre, Vayeshev and Daftero, as we said, as we pointed out, this is the first pasuk on Michon HaKesef Tzadik, Ve'evi in Babylon Aloi. There's something else. If you take a look at Daftero. Take a look at Daftero first. Take a look at Daftero. And this will help. There is another head that Daftero mentions. What is the other head? What is the other head that Daftero mentions? What? It's loose, but the head with Daftero emphasizes the other, not emphasizes and repeats and triples it. What head? What happened? You read through that there. That there is the short one. No? In general, it's important to know what is another common denominator. That's the revelation. The Aftere repeats a few times. Even though we okun mibnechem levim, bachorechem levim, afei zeis beis Yisroel, numad Hashem, vatashkes anizirem yoin, valanivim tzivisim leim aleitim nabuk. And then again, Kiliyase Adishem Kim Dovo Kim Govo Seja Lavoda Bandin. Are you sure Kmili Yuro Adishem Kim Dibra Mili Yinam? What is it? Apparently, during the Bayis Rishon, when Micho was the prophet in Eretz Yisrael, not in the Judea part, but in the Israelites part, they did not like Nevi'im. Kastori Nomis, the Nomis came, was from Eretz Yehuda, not Lengstetl in Eretz Yehuda, and they came to Shomron. Shomron was the metropolitan center. Shomron had already adapted the pagan civilization of its neighboring countries. So Nevi'im were not popular. And then Anovi came and began to say, so Amatzio, the king of all the Brach Lecho al Eretz Yehuda, we come to them, go to the Patronus, the Patron. Don't tell us that. We don't want to hear any word. this is a hetz, to stop a noble hand. Not only a hetz, it's really a danger. ויתה ותשקו סנובירי את נזיר עם יין ועל הבליל כדי שם לא מלא פתנו הישק אריה ביער בטרב אלה הייתם כפי כלה ממנוסה בלתי עם רוחה אם תהיה רואה בו עיר בדשם לראשה כי ליסה דשם הלכים כנגיל עושה ידע לעבוד ובנבים אריה שור מילה יורו הדשם הלכים דיבר מילה ינובל. This is one of the most greatest sin is to stop anybody from delivering the message. And because of that sin, Yerushalayim was not Yerushalayim, Shevarim was destroyed, and Aseret HaShevatim dispersed all over the world. What did the brother want Yosef to do? What did the brother stop dreaming? But Yosef did not dream, it was prophecy. The mirror, my year. My year, Chalmeser, so Rashi interprets. This is not a statement by the Shvati. But the brothers. The brothers said, we knew my year Chalamezer, how much reality there will be to his dreams. It means the dreams were not just a chalam, but the dreams were a sparkle of Nevoah, had a sparkle of Nevoah, reflected Nevoah. Because the dreams came true. What did the brothers want? The Yisnei al Chalemeser al Zorah. They wanted Yosef to stop prophesying. To be as realistic as they are. This is the Yosef Yaakov Beretz Megoron Beretz Naam. Very tall is Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov Yosef. And this is the head, actually. A tashkur is a nizirin yoyin, while I'm being a matter of late novel. But the brothers who didn't like it, they said this is Chalamesha, Chalamesha al Zorah. That's why later, so it means that what later happened in Shomron, the day when the people of Shomron forbade prophecy, the presence of prophecy, and demanded from the Nevi'im not to tell the people, but to be akivish in Gorosei, to suppress the message of God. It's exactly what the brothers did 100,000 years later. And this spells Chuba. It's Chuba. It's Chuba. And the after ends with one person. Ari short mil yiro, Hashem lekin diber mil yinovet. The Rambam says, the Mir Nevuchim, that a novi, the Nevuah is not up, it isn't up to the novi. It means to his decision whether to deliver the message by HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not to deliver the God's message. But he's compelled, he's forced to deliver. It's like, Ram says, it's like a glass of water. If you keep on pouring into the glass of water, it will begin to, you'll cause an overflow. So neither Micho nor Yosef could have stopped. Communicating with God. No, Yosef could have stopped, even if he had wanted. Dreaming, it's an impossibility. But that's why this parsha was selected as the parsha's variation. But in a way, Mechiras Yosef, the period between Achim because the whom get to ride when they fell on each other, and they hugged each other, by Yivku, because they knew it is the history, what happened in Beis Yaakov will be reflected by Jewish history. From the Misabu al Yerushalayim. This is exactly what by the after. This is the after and by Yosef. If there had been no reconciliation between Yosef and the brothers, if there had been no reconciliation between Yosef and the brothers, it would have happened. So it's clear of Hashi for Daniel, his army, and all aftoches, all promises which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to Abraham would have been completely eliminated. And this is only the reconciliation about which we read Last Shabbos saved the future. But not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. But in a different way. It was prolonged, and everything was prolonged with the Golas Mitzrayim. Golas Dover, and Golas Edom, and so forth. And what after the, did we read yesterday? I mean Shabbos. Just the opposite of the after Elation. After Elation is gloom, complete gloom and mourning.
Yeheskel.
Yeheskel, depends what Yeheskel. Melech HaMashiach. זה דפתר את מלך המשיח. שני עצים, המלך אחד יהיה להם, דורי. ובאתי את הלאס סנטרן, שאלה לא עושה את זה.
וידוע דוי מכי אני השם, וקדש את עצמם.
This is the word. There is Demesis, there is a relationship as in the case of the Genam Tzorin, of the Dry Rochen. We start out with Gilmi Joel, or if you want to take start with Sabbath Chazon, with the Sabbath part is about, we end up with Nachmun Nachmuran. So they're the same in the three of the Salvation, Communication, and the English. You start with Chum and the Yeshiv. The split, the schism within the Yaakov community, Yaakov Tzaddik. This means Chum. There's not a single word of solace expressed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the people. And you find, and you finish, and you conclude the Aftarish. And the three Aftarish with hope and faith. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will unite the people and the Melech HaMashiach. The case figures Shabbos Chanukah. It's a matter of fact. I mean, exactly the whole link between Shabbos Chanukah and the three Sedras. Those three Sedras are Sedras of Shabbos Chanukah. And the question, what has the Bechiras Yosef got to do with Shabbos Chanukah? It's an old question among Balei Kriya. I believe that the idea which I developed, but the kasha is not so terrible. There is something in common between the Chanukah, the events of Chanukah, and Bechiras Yosef. And the way I developed the three after that. Okay? What do you say?
Okay. The matter said that because Kofi Osik to Olish Mashiach.
Correct.
Correct. The Kupan was sown, the
Banshim
was
sown.
Correct.
The Mashiach, the matter says, it's a very strange matter. The matter says, the Yemshin, Ninka Yesay. Oh, Yaakov Tudi. Everybody was busy. On the day of Yisro Hashem. Reuven busy, Yisakir Tanisim. he selected a day as a day of Slichus. Well, Yehuda busy because he was Mishai, Mishoris, sorry, each of the Shvatim, each had the an arrangement that Ashivet should serve and look after the old Yaakov one day in the week. So it happened that Yehuda and somehow Yehuda's day was on Yehuda's day was in conflict with Yehuda, Yehuda's day happened to coincide with the Mashiach Association, who or whatever. V'akodesh Baruch Hu. The Medrash asked, apparently he was busy too, coming Yochel. Yes, of course he was busy. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Also, the era of Shal Mashiach. He was busy living the image of the Melech Mashiach. Why suddenly here on the day on which Geshev was sold? The answer is, until the day of Mechiras Yeshev, the Melech HaMashiach would have been one, well, the whole idea of Melech HaMashiach and the return from Goles, this is because, if Yaakov had remained in Eretz Yisrael, no one would have been able to remove him from Eretz Yisrael, to make him depart. There would have been no Goles, there would have been no need for Geule. The Ashgocha would have weaved a different image of the Knesset Yisrael. But once Yeshiva was sold, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the people will not be redeemed immediately. It's a long road leading to Geula. And that's why the Melech HaMashiach came. But this is not only Rashi. Meir Shemar HaMashiach. The story of Roch, of Tomo. I mean, the Torah tells us the story of Tomo in Yehuda. Yeah. It's all right. First of all, I mean, to show Yehuda's courage and strength of character. Not only to be true, but to declare himself, guilty. Guilty, yes. Guilty. Correct, yes. Yeah. But there's another reason. Yeah, correct reason. But if the purpose was just to tell us that Yehuda, in spite of his failures and mistakes he made, had the ability to rise like a lion and to continue by saying Tzotka Memeni, so there was no need to tell us how many sons Tomor gave birth to, and the whole story is that Zorach came out first, and she thread, the colorful thread, and so forth. Well, was it necessary? There's no doubt about it, and the Torah speaks about courage. So it is, the Torah relates itself, this story is related to another story, in Ruth. Who parrots Haley Hetzen Haley Vigisha Haley is done. As Rashi says, Lebo Haley Elo Lelamdacho, as David is a descendant of them. If you understand the parsha of Tomo, and you combine the parsha of Tomo with the parsha in Ruth, do you see that on the Mechiras Yeshev something happened which cannot be just classified? Brothers have committed a sin. They proved themselves to be cruel. No, not only that. But the new history of the Jew, history of the Jew was rewritten by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that day. And the new history is already a history with a lot of suffering, and a lot of mysteries, I told you, and amazement, which will finally, of course, lead to the birth of the Melech HaMashiach.
Is that what the Melech HaMashiach after Moshiach's Yeshiv?
Of course, a year you didn't even offer. So Rashi says, and therefore blamed him. Vayirad yudu mimecho. Shiridu, 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 shiridu,
shiridu,
shiridu, shiridu, shiridu, shiridu, shiridu, shiridu, shiridu, shiridu, shiridu, shiridu, shiridu, shiridu,